If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm Brenda Ward, along with Barbara Buffing. And today, we have a very special guest joining us, Chloe Valderi. And she is a Ally of Israel founder. And we're going to bring her on in just a few minutes. But I think it's almost fortuitous that we have her with us today, because I guess I'm echoing, so I'm going to have to figure out what that is. Because of this nomination of Chuck Hagel as our Secretary of Defense that passed the committee today, which I am just dumbfounded as to how they could actually say yes to his nomination with all of his anti-Semitism and his donations from the Arab countries and just his whole history. He sat there and said, I know nothing about the Department of Defense. And it's like, really? You know nothing about the Department of Defense. And yet, you're going to be the Secretary of Defense. And with that, I'm going to bring on Barbara, and then we'll have Chloe in just a few minutes. Hey, Barbara.
Hello. How is everybody this evening? I hope everybody's good. Yeah, you brought up a good topic, and it's a perfect night to have Chloe on because of that. And, you know, I was listening to the hearings today as well, and one of the big things that they were talking about is Iran being a big backer and supporter of the nomination. They're very thrilled, and makes you wonder why, you know? And, well, it leaves it to the imagination. At least my imagination is telling me there's something fishy there. And he also received $200,000, and he will not explain where that money came from. So, you know, there's a lot of fishy stuff going on, especially with their statements about, you know, for Iran, talking about how Israel should be flattened out and they hate America with all their heart. Oh, yeah, we really want this guy in office there. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy. And with that, I do want to bring in our guest, and I'm going to have her introduce herself. Chloe, you are live and on the air, and if you would just say hello to our audience and kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, everyone. How are you? My name is Chloe Valderi. I am 19 years old. I started a pro-Israel group called Allies of Israel at the University of New Orleans, a new student group on campus, and I am an ardent Zionist, and I'm happy to be here with you all tonight.
Well, we are certainly glad to have you with us.
Yeah, so tell us about your group, Chloe. I was reading that it started because you were doing a research paper.
Yes, ma'am. So the spring semester of my freshman year, I had to do what's called an honors option, which is doing essentially an extra credit paper on any topic that pertains to international relations. And so I decided to do one on the Arab-Israeli conflict. And in doing my research, I discovered that there was a great deal of anti-Semitism that was extremely pervasive in the disputed territories in the Strip, as well as the media, the Middle East in general, and also in Europe. But certainly in the Middle East, it had been prevalent for a long time, and I was really alarmed by this. So the next semester, fall semester, sophomore year, I started Allies of Israel. And we have about 9 members in our group. We just had a very successful rally on January 28th. We had Dr. Daniel Pipes come to speak from the Middle East Forum. We had Evan Sayed come speak. We had Sonia Schmidt. We had a lot of good national leaders come to speak, and it was a really successful event.
That's great. And what is your mission to basically, what are you actually looking for what's your goal?
Well, first and foremost, my goal is to make sure that, first of all, Americans become well-informed on the situation in terms of the level of anti-Semitism that is present in the Middle East and in Europe, number one, that facilitates the Arab-Israeli conflict, number two, and number three, that is growing at, some would say, rapid rates, and that many people don't know about, unfortunately, here in America, because it's a very distant problem in many cases, and we don't realize it because, again, it's not it isn't close to us. We don't feel it. We don't see it for the most part. So we are basically unaware of it. But it is a problem, and Americans need to realize that Israel, as I like to put it, is the great cause of our time, because Israel represents the value system. This value system that we have in place here, a democracy, freedoms of the press, of religion, the freedoms that we hold dear, our value system is the same with that of Israel. And so as Americans, we need to support Israel, and we need to really join in the fight against anti-Semitic acts that are happening both here and abroad in various different forms, whether it be the boycott, divestment, and sanction movement, of Israel that's sweeping in some parts of the country, in the northeastern parts of the country, and also in western parts of the country. And Israel Apartheid Week, which is also anti-Semitic and calls for the annihilation of the Jewish state. And so we really need to, especially people in my generation, we need to fight these things that are spreading rapidly.
Yeah, I noticed. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I noticed even on Twitter, I was actually kind of caught by surprise by this, Chloe, all the anti-Semitism I was seeing on Twitter, because I thought that we as Americans actually stood with Israel.
Yes.
So being on a college campus, do you how are the students reacting to that there?
Well, I would say that on my college campus in particular, I wouldn't say that anti-Semitism is prevalent, but I think it's there. It's very subtle. For instance, there has been no BDS movement on campus so far. There has been no Israel Apartheid Week movement on campus. However, for example, when our group was advertising our organization one day on a day that was called Diversity Day, we were approached by some Arab students who took offense so much to our group that they started denying the Holocaust to our face, started praising Nazis and Nazi collaborators from the Middle East. And so it was a real interesting moment to be confronted with anti-Semitism face to face. Now, again, I don't think that anti-Semitism is prevalent, but after we held our event, we did see a response from the so-called New Orleans Free Palestine movement, and they had said that they would, they were awakened, or I forgot how they put it. They said that we had awakened a sleeping giant or something like that in our actions, and that they were pretty angry and you know, things of that nature. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, personally at my university, anti-Semitism isn't a big problem, I would say.
Wow, and it's just frightening because this is happening all across America, where we're hearing support for, you know, the Palestinians, and mm-hmm. I have nothing against the Palestinian people, but the problem is that they're controlled by a terrorist organization, Hamas, and people don't seem to understand that. You know, this isn't about the Palestinian people. This is about terrorists, Islamic extremists, who want to see the Jews dead.
Yes, and that's another thing. That's another point that must be made. A big movement that has been spreading, it's been gaining ground around the world. It's called the Free Palestine Movement, and perhaps you've heard of it. It encompasses everything that I'm talking about here, from BDS to Israel Apartheid Week to, resistance, quote-unquote, fighting against Israel and against the IDF, etc. But a point must be made. The Free Palestine Movement is completely and wholly predicated upon the notion that the Jew is both inferior and a foreigner in his own land. And that is something that has not been stated loudly enough. It has not been stated strongly enough. And that message really needs to get out there, and people really need to understand what this movement is about. The Free Palestine Movement has nothing to do with trying to better the lives of the Arabs in the Gaza Strip and in Judea and Samaria. It has nothing to do with trying to you know, increase the or decrease the unemployment, to increase in education, to increase in health and human services. It has nothing to do with that. The entire goal of the Free Palestine Movement, which, by the way, started before the creation of the State of Israel, the entire goal of the Free Palestine Movement is to destroy the State of Israel, and by extension, world Jewry, as is stated so overtly in the Hamas Charter.
Well, and that's absolutely right. And our number here, folks, if you want to have a question for Chloe or you just want to call in and give us your opinion, is 1-718-305-7176. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Chloe to talk some more about her Allies of Israel. Join our own Warrior Catholic, Chris Ricketts, on conservativenationradio.org every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Chris isn't afraid to wave the banner of Christianity in a world becoming hostile to biblical principles. Actually, former Marines aren't afraid of anything. Okay. Join Chris to talk about Christianity, the Holy Bible, and God's plan for mankind's salvation, and he might also explain his plan to teach the Swiss Guards a thing or two. The Warrior Catholic Show with Chris Ricketts, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
Foreclosure is hard on every member of the family, but your family is not alone. If you're struggling with your mortgage, there is help. To learn about the government's Making Home Affordable program, visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE to speak to a HUD-approved housing counselor. It's free of charge. Visit makinghomeaffordable.gov or call 1-888-995-HOPE today. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, NeighborWorks America, and the Ad Council.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Again, you're listening to Women Patriots with Barbara and Rinda and our special guest, Chloe, who is, I believe, founder of Allies of Israel. She is a college student from Louisiana. Our call-in number is 718-305-7176. Give us a call. And Chloe, I think you made a great point there that the Jews have always been
our ally.
Yeah, they've always been our allies, but they've always been a part of the Arab world, but not really welcome there. I mean, it's not like they've never been there. And also your point about how what the goal has always been is to remove them right along with the Christians.
Yes, that is correct. That is absolutely correct, and as I had stated before, it's important that people realize that this predates the creation of the State of Israel. And prior to 1948, the very first leader of Palestinian nationalism, Haj Amin al-Husseini, was a Nazi collaborator. He was responsible for facilitating the final solution. He worked very close with Hitler and Himmler. And for instance, this is the guy that the PA, the Palestinian Authority, and Fatah praise in their media, in Judea and Samaria. They praise this man, and they say that they want to follow the way that he did. And of course, Hamas does the same thing. So it's important that people understand that history did not start in 1948 in regards to the Jewish state. And it's also important to note, I think, that 1948 was the year of the reestablishment of the Jewish state. It's important to note that, you know, the Jews have been in that land for 3,000 years, for over 3,000 years. So the notion that is often stated maliciously by Free Palestine groups is that the Jews just came to Israel and they threw the Palestinians out. But that's, of course, not true. There have been successive immigrations on the part of the Jewish people to that region prior to 1948. Starting in the 1800s, though it was known as Aliyahs, or to rise up, there was always a Zionist yearning of the Jewish people to return to their homeland. And the Jewish people bought the land that they are in charge of now. They did not steal the land. They bought the land from Arab absentee landowners. This is recorded in British and Arab history. And so people need to realize the history of the situation and to get informed and to begin to fight back against this movement.
Oh, absolutely. And it's very frustrating when our own country and our own president seems to be taking sides with those who, like the Palestinians, who are, they say in Iran, they say that they're for the death of the Jews.
Yes. It's very frustrating, and I think that I don't think that there can be any more doubt, I think, as to what our president's sentiments are towards Israel. I mean, how do you nominate a person like Hegel, what you were discussing earlier? How do you nominate a person like Hegel who is suspected of having received donations from a group called Friends of Hamas? Who doesn't like Israel, who has made anti-Semitic remarks in the past, specifically in regards to AIPAC? You know, how do you cannot, there's no way one can justify that.
Yes, but apparently our senators don't, and even our Jewish senators, Democratic senators, apparently, I don't know if their eyes are blinded, Or what is going on with that? I mean, how can they not see that? It's very, very, very frustrating to me.
Well, you know, for me listening to it today, I was just astonished at how many facts there were, how many questions were not answered, and how the Democrats were really backing him, thinking that he's, you know, because he has all this military experience. Yes, thank you for your service. I appreciate it. And I say that with all my heart, because military is what we have today, is why we have what we have today. And it just bothers me that they do have their blinders on. They don't see him for what he is. He actually had said, I don't remember what year it was, that America is the bully of the country, of the world, I'm sorry, of the America is the bullies of the world. And here you have Iran publicly backing Hegel, saying, "Yay, you're going to be our guy."
Oh, of course, that makes perfect sense. I mean, again, consider that he allegedly received funds from a group called Friends of Hamas. Well, you know, Hamas gets much of its funding from Iran. So, I mean, it's a perfect fit.
Right. And he also, you know, like I was telling you earlier, Chloe and Brenda, there's $200,000 that he received, and he refused to say where he received it from. And that's one of the other questions that he won't answer. And the chairman, who was, what the heck was his name? I got it here somewhere. Well, I thought I did anyway. Anyway, he was arguing, saying that, no, we're not, you know, if we ask this question for that far back, then we're going to ask everybody. And they fill out a form, and they ask, did you or anybody of your household receive any money from a foreign country? And he said no. I don't believe him. Not if he's not going to answer where some of his finances came from. I don't believe him. But that's just me.
It's truly, like, it's astounding how, you know, I cannot look inside the hearts and minds, in particular, of the Jews who voted for him. But I worry that this may not be, obviously, a vote on principle, but unfortunately with party lines. I mean, it's a party line vote.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And it's kind of frightening. We've got to get over this party. It's not a us and them. It's about America.
Right.
And about our friends Israel, and about supporting freedom around the world.
Exactly.
And we've been so silent for so many years that we have allowed them to actually indoctrinate a generation about how evil, you know, Republicans are just evil, we're bad people, we're racist, we're this, we're that, you know, and none of it is true, but they because they've been told that for so long, you know, they have this strong belief, and this party line stuff has got to stop. I mean, if it's wrong, it's wrong. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. If it's the right thing to do, then it's the right thing to do, whether you're Democrat or Republican. And if we truly, as a country, stand for Israel, then our senators, if they are truly American, cannot possibly support this man.
Precisely, and that's the key that needs to be stressed. It's an American issue because, again, we share the same value system. It's about supporting freedom. It's about not being afraid to spread freedom throughout the world and to wholeheartedly proclaim that freedom is superior to the stifle of freedoms in other countries and in other places. It's precisely the point that needs to be stressed.
Right. And it becomes a women's issue, Chloe, does it not?
Of course, yeah, definitely.
Because
I mean, just consider the way, for instance, in Gaza Strip, consider the way Hamas treats its women. I think there was an incident just recently, I don't know if it was recently or not, but Hamas firebombed a school because there were women and men, boys and girls in the same, you know, classrooms, and they didn't like that. They wanted the separation. Just an example of the mistreatment of women in the Gaza Strip. And generally, honestly, of course, throughout the Middle East as a whole, and it's about all of this. It's about supporting women's rights, minority rights. It's a human rights issue.
Right, which comes down to a lot more than, you know, the government paying for your birth control, because as we all know,
exactly, yes.
The women in the Middle East, you know, have to walk around covered in a lot of the countries and can't speak and aren't allowed educations in some of those countries. And unfortunately, we've even allowed some of that slip in here in America because of our First Amendment, which was never intended to be used to suppress a group of people. But unfortunately, when you start talking about Sharia law as the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, which supports Hamas in the Gaza Strip.
Oh, yes,
supposedly are allies. Yeah.
And so then the question becomes legitimate. Does the president and do the people he nominates and do the senators who vote for these nominations, do they truly support, civil rights? Because Hamas is an offshoot of the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas comes from the Muslim Brotherhood. And as you stated, the Muslim Brotherhood is imposing Sharia law. And so obviously that's not the upholding of the freedoms for women. So the question that must be asked is do you truly support these human rights, these civil rights for women? And if you do, how can you explain, how can you justify, number one, your nomination of Hagel, or in the senator's cases, your voting for Hagel, and your alleged affiliation with a group called Friends of Hamas? It's insane.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, the call-in number is 718-305-7176. You're listening to Women Patriots with our guest, Chloe. And Chloe, how do you say your last name? Because I don't want to butcher it again if I do.
That's okay. It's Valdery.
Valdery. She is an advocate for Israel. And we need more of those today in this world because I noticed it, just being on, I hadn't been on Twitter before, but I got involved in this presidential campaign and got on Twitter, and I was seeing all these anti-Israel tweets, and I was just like, where's this coming from? Because you don't see that every day in your newspaper. But, again, it's creeping. It's like creeping, infiltrating into the minds of a population of our country. And Chloe has been bold, and she's standing up against that in Louisiana and other places. She's speaking out because I think you just get invited to go somewhere?
I've been invited to go to a couple of places. I was invited to APAC, but today I was actually invited to speak in South Africa.
Oh,
at
awesome.
I don't know if I'm not sure I'll be able to go, though, because of school, but I was invited to speak, I think it was the Zionist Federation of South Africa in March.
Wow.
So that was pretty cool.
So that means you're making a difference. That means people are actually you're getting the message out, and we need a lot more people to be doing that. So I want to say thank you for standing up and
no
being
problem.
A voice, even though, you do have people coming up and getting in your face and saying, well, blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Whatever. But, we all need to be speaking up, and we need to be supporting our allies, which if you've noticed in this presidency, you don't hear much about England. We don't do much with them. I don't know if our president even talks to them. It's all about Egypt and Libya and Africa and the Somalis and Tunisia, and there's nothing really about our allies and our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that to me is a little disturbing. Just
certainly.
Because that's a major change from where we've been in the past.
Certainly. I think when there's a shift in the conversation from Israel our ally to Palestinians and to Gaza Strip and maybe we can try to work something out between Hamas, for example, and Israel, or honestly, Fatah and Israel, which is Fatah supposedly the more moderate group in Judea and Samaria, but it's not actually moderate. But when the conversation shifts from this pro-Israel centric type thing to maybe we can appease the terrorists, or maybe we can try to work something out between the terrorists trying to kill the Jews and the Jews. And then the conversation moves on to something like, maybe Israel is to blame for some of these things, or maybe Israel is to blame because since other people want to kill it, or to destroy it, rather.
Yeah.
Then that is definitely dangerous, especially when we're having, this conversation on a national level, because obviously the president, being the leader of the free world, can influence minds and hearts, and so, my generation is coming up, and we're going to be voting soon. Well, we're already voting, but we're going to be voting en masse soon. And, you know, what is my generation going to think about Israel? What is the impression that we're going to have about Israel if we are being constantly fed these lies?
Yeah.
Right, and absolutely.
It wasn't long ago Jay Carney couldn't even say what the capital of Israel is.
Isn't that sad?
It's very sad.
Well, he didn't want to say Jerusalem because it is their foreign policy, and I have posted this before. It's actually written if you go to the DNI, I believe it is. It's their policy to try to keep, if we keep a low image, then they'll like us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's crazy. It's crazy. But, guys, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Chloe. And the number to call is 718-305-7176. Let's assume if you're listening to conservativenationradio.org, you're conservative. You love America and our Constitution just like we do. Since that's the case, you're going to want a Supply Depot to get everything from books to bumper stickers and patriotic T-shirts to flags. Your pipeline to that good stuff is right here at conservativenationradio.org. Just go to our website, conservativenationradio.org, and click on the Patriot Depot banner. That will take you to the world's best-known warehouse for all your conservative revolution needs. Wave your flag and proudly display your love for America and the conservative revolution starting right now. Just go to conservativenationradio.org and click on the Patriot Depot banner to join the conservative revolution. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
This Valentine's Day, give your special someone a beautiful Swarovski crystal heart made by women who have survived war in South Sudan. These stunning items are available in small, medium, and large sizes and come in crystal, red, pink, and other beautiful colors. And the best part? They're yours starting at just $25 plus shipping. To order yours today, go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com and click on shop. Again, that's goatsfortheoldgoat.com and click on shop.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Real women, real ladies with real smarts. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. We do conservatism right.
And welcome back to Women Patriots. Number to call is 718-305-7176. And again, Chloe, do you have any hints for people who might be out there like you on college campuses or what they can do actually to try to get involved, or is there a place they can go?
Sure. Well, if there's an avenue on your college campus to create in a student organization, I would suggest creating, if there isn't already one, a pro-Israel organization on campus. You know, if there is no one, take the initiative. Do it yourself. If there is one, join the group. Try to garner support and try to get others to garner support, number one. Number two is educate yourselves. I try to read. I mean, I read a lot on the Arab-Israeli conflict on a daily basis, tons and tons of articles. So, you know, read the Jerusalem Post, read Israel Hayom, read the Times of Israel, read all of these different sources so you can stay up to date with what's going on in Israel. Read up on UN, you know, historical documents that show the legitimate, the legal justification for the state of Israel. Look up the historical justifications for the state of Israel. And, of course, the moral justifications for the state of Israel. And I would, again, get involved. There's nothing stopping you from getting involved. Again, if there's nothing on campus, do it yourself. I did it myself. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. So definitely do it yourself. If you can't, I would recommend getting in touch with groups like AIPAC or with CAMERA, the Committee for Accuracy in Middle East Reporting in America. Get involved with Step Up for Israel. Get involved with you know, there are several different, United with Israel, there are several different Israel, pro-Israel groups that you can get involved with that would certainly appreciate your help in this fight.
Yes, because their fight is our fight. I mean, truly, their fight is our fight. We are the free world. We are fighting for the right to remain free and free of terrorism. And a lot of people don't know because, again, and now we go into another branch of this, which is the media reporting.
Mm-hmm. And lack thereof.
Yeah, anytime Israel attacks, it's headline news. Oh, they attacked and, you know, they killed these people. And yet they're attacked daily.
Yes.
And there's nothing.
Silent. For instance, in north of Jerusalem today, I mean, I don't know if the media really covered this, but in north of Jerusalem today, the Israeli forces found a suicide bomber who was going to try to kill some people, and, you know, thank God they found him before it happened. But, I mean, I didn't see that on the media. I saw that because I know someone in Israel who was updating, you know, her notifications, and so I saw it on my Facebook notification box, but I didn't hear anything about it in the media. And also, the media tends to be, and when I say media, I mean like New York Times, for instance, and I'll give you an example after I explain this. The media tends to engage in double standards when it comes to Israel. For instance, New York Times just reported on a story in Europe where there were some really racist, soccer fans. And so the gist of the article was essentially that, you know, well, these are some racist soccer fans, and that was that. So in one case, you have these soccer fans who are being racist. Notice that there isn't a sweeping indictment of European society. There is no sweeping condemnation of Europe or any European country, even though there were these racist soccer players at a particular game. Now, you contrast that with an incident where in Israel there were some soccer fans or some soccer players who did not want to play, I believe it was, with Arabs. Now, the response or the way the article in the New York Times was written, now, remember, keep all of this in mind. We're comparing this to the way the European soccer game was covered. Now, the way this was covered in the New York Times was that all of Israeli society, there's something wrong necessarily with all of Israeli society. Israeli society as a whole must be racist. Israeli society as a whole must be somehow evil because we found a group of Israeli soccer players or soccer fans who do not want to play with Arabs. And this is a daily thing. This isn't rare. This happens all the time. It's the double standard that's employed when it comes to Israel. You know, just consider occupation, pillar of defense. This past November, what happened? You had the media acting like the IDF, acting like the Israeli army was somehow equal in morality with Hamas. In many cases, you had that. And, I mean, it's insane. It needs to stop.
Yeah.
And morality.
Go ahead, Barb. Go ahead.
Morality and Hamas just don't belong in the same section, in the same sentence, because there's no morale with them.
But there's not like a biblical morality. It's more for them, their prophet Muhammad, and which does not coincide with Christian or Judean values, as far as we don't believe you go out and just kill people if you don't agree with them, you know, in their religious beliefs or their philosophies. And unfortunately, their idea is you kill anybody who doesn't think like you.
Or agree, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is very, very frustrating. So, well, the number to call, people, 718-305-7176. Chloe, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing with us. It is really good to see that the young generation that is involved in the future of the country, because it is going to be your country that you will have to deal with, you know, whether it's talking about our allies or our national debt or any of these things that are problems going on in Washington. You are the ones who are going to feel the brunt of that. And it is so nice to see people involved and taking an initiative to help. And we're trying to help.
Chloe, do you have a website?
I have a website for a campaign I'm working on. Would you like me to give that to you?
Sure.
Okay, so I have a campaign called Once and For All, the NOLA campaign to end anti-Semitism. And it's basically what we're trying to do is inculcate pro-Israel advocacy into pop culture by way of filmmaking. And our first project is a music video that we're working on that pays homage to the victims of anti-Semitism, both recent and in the past. And so we're raising money for it. It's a huge project. We're trying to raise 10 grand for it. Dr. Daniel Pipes of the Middle East Forum is donating $3,000 to it. We have other people who are interested in donating as well. And the website for it, if you want to take a look at it, is juicer.com/project/onceandforall. If it's easier for you, you can just go to juicer.com and type in once and for all into the search box, and that's juicer, juwcer.com, for anyone who would like to take a look at it.
Spell that again, J-E-W-S.
JEWCER.com.
Oh, Brenda has it in there already.
I'm fixing it.
And then just type in the search box once and for all.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. And we encourage anybody listening out there, if you have some money you can spare for this excellent project, because you're right, Chloe. I think the way to reach the younger generation is through things like the videos and the social media. These cartoons that they have on TV, like, you know, I don't know, The Simpsons and what's that other one. But I don't watch these things, you know, because I never cared for them. But, you know, yeah. American Dad, you know, this is what this younger generation, if we can actually get, you know, the media out there, even these videos and get our other message out there to folks, I think it's definitely a step in the right direction. So,
Absolutely.
And we'll do what we can to promote some of it for you as well. We'll tweet it and Facebook it, put it on Facebook pages and all of our groups and everything, because it is, like Brenda said, it's a great thing you're doing, because it is the younger generation that's being affected more and more. And
absolutely.
I highly commend
you
for this.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for joining us and for being our guest tonight on Women Patriots. And you're welcome to stop in anytime. You got any announcements you want to make or anything, just call us up and let us know what's happening.
Oh, and actually,
okay,
I'm just following you on Twitter.
Okay.
Twitter. All right.
Yeah, we old folks don't know, you know, we're Twitter. Okay. Well, thank you so very much, Chloe, for taking
no problem.
Time with
thank
us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by 2-1, according to numerous polls, even by liberals. You wouldn't know that by listening to their polls today, but see, people, what you must realize is that polls can be manipulated. So don't listen. I don't care what they say. They're not telling you the truth. If you respect traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the Internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up, find out what's happening, and be a part of the conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement.com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Are you tired of your hard-earned money going to support liberal and progressive enterprises? I know I am. That's why I shop at thethirdlantern.com. This conservative marketplace ensures that your money is well spent and supports conservative entrepreneurs dedicated to making their products here in America. Look, I'm a business owner. I know how hard it can be to get your product out there. Get on his vendors list, and it will help your sales. I have had his barbecue sauce. It is amazing. Check out the website, thethirdlantern.com. That's the number 3, RD, lantern.com. Send your liberal friends there and tell them Hig and Resch sent you. Thethirdlantern.com. Put your money where your ideology is.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of the Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving. That's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Well, we're back with Women Patriots. Our call-in number is 718-305-716, and we just had Chloe Valderi on. She is a college student, and I highly suggest you look up Allies of Israel on Facebook. We've also dropped a link in for her project that they're working on. Great to see the young people actually out there helping, and we know that they're out there, and they realize that things aren't quite right in the world, and that makes me feel better, because I know people my age are out there, but to know that there's younger people out there fighting the same cause as we are, it's just very heartening. She obviously is very well versed on the history of Israel and the Palestinians, and this debacle we got going on with this Hegel nomination. I will suggest to each and everyone listening today to call or write your senators and tell them to say no to Hegel, okay? Because he made it out of committee by 14 to 11 along party lines. So we need everyone to say no to this man who in the past has supported Iran, says he would not strike Iran even if they struck Israel, and is just anti-Israel from his actions in the past, and has no knowledge of our defense. And which some people, Barbara, have suggested that they're doing this so that when they dismantle our military, Obama can blame it on a Republican.
Oh, you know, it's just so sickening how he's got to point the finger instead of taking responsibility. There's a problem. Let's fix it. Stop blaming somebody else. He's such an immature brat. I get so annoyed because it's everybody else's fault. Yes, we don't want the debt ceiling up. We want to cut spending. And, you know, they're crying, oh, no, we have to get more spending. You know, and that's exactly what he's going to say tonight. I'm not even bothered listening to it.
I figure my blood pressure would go through the roof, and I'd just be, you know, calling him a liar throughout the speech.
I know.
I'm not turning it on.
I've seen they have a lot of drinking games going on.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, I won't be doing that either, but I figure I'll hear about it, you know, after it's over.
Know,
that's
right?
Bad enough, you know, really, because every time I listen to him, it's just like, well, that's a lie. And it is. And I'm on Twitter, and these people are telling me that he's spent the least of any president of any time. And I'm like, where are you getting your figures? We're running $1 trillion deficits. We have $6 trillion more in debt than when he took office. How can you say that?
Right.
You know, and again, it's manipulation of numbers, it's manipulation of polls, and it's manipulation of minds. Like Herman Cain said, they are brainwashing people. But it is just so frustrating to encounter these people. And, you know, we're going to have to learn a whole way, new way to talk to them, like Ben Shapiro had suggested last week. And I was glad to learn some of those things from him, because you can't argue on a rational level. You know, they don't understand the difference between an ambassador being murdered for the first time while he's on duty in 30 years and bombing some embassies overseas.
Right.
They don't understand that. Well, there were 4 embassy bombings under Bush. Well, yes, but there was not the actual murder of an ambassador who had requested help in a country that you just destabilized by going along with NATO and spending hundreds of millions of American dollars, because America does supply most of the military might of NATO. But they don't understand the difference.
And the other difference is... Bush wasn't packing to go somewhere. Bush didn't go to sleep on the job. He knew what was going on.
That's since our last show on this subject, when they grilled Panetta and the other guy. Can't even remember. Never remember his name. And the president didn't make any phone calls. Just they had a 5 o'clock meeting, and then there was silence from the White House, and they assumed he was updated.
Yeah, assume.
Come on. Here we have the attack on an embassy happening in real time, and neither Hillary Clinton nor the president are in contact with the military leaders, who said they didn't have the capacity to strike, yet there was a drone, an unarmed drone, on site within an hour of the start of the attack. Okay, so if you can send an unarmed drone within an hour, you can send an armed drone. And they did have the... And here's the thing. We wouldn't know what target to strike. Well, the CIA guy that was killed in the wee hours of the morning, which they could have saved, had the capability to laser sight the people who were attacking. And so, you could have had a place to fire if you had so chosen. This is just gross incompetence. This is just gross mismanagement of leadership. This is a gross failure on the port of foreign policy, because Al-Qaeda was responsible, at least a group of a form of Al-Qaeda was responsible for this, and they just don't get it.
And you know,
Bush did this and Bush did that. Like, Bush was the only president in this country ever before Obama. Yeah. I don't know.
I've been writing an article because I'm trying to get things from Benghazi. I've been going back and I've been listening to it, the hearing, as to what was said, and there's, you know, and I work during the day, so it's kind of hard sometimes for me to get it all together in one shot. That's why it's taken me a little while to do this. But as I'm doing it and I'm listening, I'm hearing more and more inconsistencies, but I want to go back and get the exact wording so they can go back to the hearing. If somebody questions me, can go back to the hearings and say, oh yeah, they really did say that. It's not a lie.
Right, because it's actually all on paper now, and that's the thing. We need to make sure we keep presenting facts. But I actually had people blocking me on Twitter, you know, because they don't want to talk about the truth of the matter.
You're
That's
right.
Not what, they don't want to hear the facts. They just want to call us names, you know, and present our side as being sore losers. And what they don't understand is we're about America. We're not about winners and losers. This is what's very disturbing to me. It's like, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
Okay, where'd that echo come from? I didn't do anything. Barb, did you touch anything?
Actually, I pulled my headset out for a second so I can grab my cigarette.
Okay, there we go. So now we know what that was, because it was like, wait a minute.
Is it better?
Yeah, that's better. But and I lost my train of thought. But it's like they're taking sides. Like, we're divided. We're way too divided right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good division. And it's not a true division, because most of those that are calling us the losers, they don't understand what really just happened. They don't understand what is happening, because they don't follow, you know, international affairs, and they don't follow political affairs. They follow what they hear on the news media.
Exactly.
And it's very, very frustrating, and it's a lot of what Chloe talked about. We need to educate, and we need to start. Texas actually did a good thing this week with the S-Scope They're actually going to start monitoring what's coming across, because they were teaching kids that the Boston Tea Party was a group of terrorists.
Yeah.
So they were infiltrating the school. The teachers had to sign these confidentiality agreements. So if you got a COPE coming into your community, your schools, you better be talking to your lawmakers and making sure that all the lesson plans are reviewed by a board of directors before going to the students, because they are infiltrating our schools with this nonsense about our founding fathers and about America. And it's just like Hegel calling us bullies. And Obama did the same thing on his apology tour.
Yep.
We're sorry. And he honestly thinks that it will help with our, and they all think the world likes us better now. And I think, they just think you're a big wimp and they can do whatever they want now. And no, they don't like us any better. They'll take any opportunity they have to kill us. But they do like the freedom they have to organize better. And the UN obviously has no respect at all for the United States now, allowing Palestine to become a state against the objections of the United States. And we fund them and we house them.
Yeah.
Time to cut the spending to the United Nations. Okay, you want to balance our budget? Don't cut our military. Cut the funding to the United Nations, because you know what? You will find that nowhere. Nowhere. And I challenge anybody listening out there, call me. You tell me where you find the funding for the United Nations in the Constitution of the United States that says my tax dollar can go to fund this foreign entity on U.S. soil. It's not there. And call me. I hope there's somebody, if there's a liberal out there listening, you call me and you defend that funding that we're giving to this foreign territory on U.S. soil. They have immunity in their building. They have their own police in their building. And we fund them. And we supplied them a meeting place here in the United States. Find it for me. It's not there. Go ahead. Sorry, Barbara.
No, that's all right. It angers me that that's the first thing they're going for. They go for the military and they go for the seniors. And it really, what they need to do is they need to get a cut in pay, because I do believe in the Constitution somewhere, I don't know where off the top of my head, I should just pull it up here on my computer, and they're not supposed to be making ungodly amounts of money. And then to be giving a raise, are they crazy?
Yeah, when the country is hurting. I mean, our unemployment rate is, what, 7.98%. More people dropped out of the workforce. You know, food is going up. Gasoline is high. I don't see how anybody can say they're better off. You know, my son and my family, who are all make under $50,000 a year, are paying more for their insurance than they ever had. 7 million are going to lose their insurance once they fully implement Obamacare. I mean, I don't see how anybody in their right mind can think things are better. And I guess that's really where the difference is. They got to be in their right mind.
Right, they've been drinking the Kool-Aid. But also, you know, I was listening to one of our local radio stations today, and somebody called up because his mother's white, she's 72, so she's on Medicaid, Medicare, and she's not eligible to get an Obama phone, and he's got to go get her a phone for her. And he was
yes,
mad.
That's the person that the phones were actually made for, was the elderly who couldn't afford a phone.
Well,
not
actually,
for young people to go down and get, that one woman had 30 of them, so that they can talk to their friends on them. They were made as a lifeline. That was the original program. It wasn't Obama phones. It was landline phones. And it was a lifeline. It was a good idea. But see, here's the problem. These good ideas spiral out of control.
Yep.
Because the elderly are the ones that need those phones in case they have problems.
Right, and it was actually, that was back in 84 when they enacted that. And then when the cell phones became real popular, it was to give women who had abusive backgrounds from men to protect them so they can call 911. And, you know, quite honestly, Brenda, I am so for that. And
For certain situations. I'm not okay with what the program is doing now.
Exactly. I hadn't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Cases, in extreme cases, yes. Yes, I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with them just handing them out to every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the street so they can get their vote come November.
Right.
So we have to take a quick break here, and we will be back. And you're listening to Women Patriots.
If you love America, you're among friends here. Conservative.
You must be your fairy godmother.
In the classic fairy tale, Cinderella's dream comes true because the glass slipper fits.
It fits.
In our world, the right fit can be just as important.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in there.
Especially when it comes to car seats. Always choose a car seat that's the right fit for your child's age and size.
Oh, that does make a difference.
To make sure your little pumpkin gets there safely every time.
Hop in for you. Thank you.
Remember, you're responsible for protecting your children. Their happily ever afters are in your hands. For even more information about choosing the right car seat, visit safercar.gov/the right seat. This message has been brought to you.
Okay, you're listening to Women Patriots with Barb and Brenda. Our phone number is 718-305-7176. Earlier we had Chloe from Allies of Israel. We were supposed to have Whitney Neal from
FreedomWorks.
However, she was called away to give a speech for somebody who had taken ill. So she's going to reschedule. We will have her on another week. Our second hour, we're going to devote to just about anything and everything of the happenings that have been going on. And right now the story that's breaking is they've cornered this murderer from Los Angeles who killed an innocent woman and her fiancé in Los Angeles and posted this rant about cops. Obviously a very disturbed individual who has this following who thinks he's justified, and yet the two people he murdered first were not cops. Nor were they related to him in any way, except for that her father had represented him in his trial. This murderer, this psycho Democrat, has been cornered. There were two officers that were wounded and were flown out for care, but they've got him cornered in a cabin, and there was shooting going on, and I suspect he will not come out alive. That would be my guess. But they have cornered this. I would like to call him an animal, because anybody who will deliberately walk out there and shoot somebody is not a human being. If you're in the midst of a war where it is your job and you are fighting this war and they're out to kill you and you're out to kill them, okay, that's war, that's your soldiers. But when you have an individual who just all of a sudden decides he's going to walk around and start shooting at people because in his little mind they're bad people and they treated him badly in his life, the poor guy, because he got fired, his whole life was ruined from that one incident. One incident in your life does not ruin your life. You ruin your life. You control your life. Your parents, whether they were bad or not, do not control your life. You control your life. And it just makes me sick to see people actually saying he's a hero on Twitter. It's crazy, Barbara.
Oh, are you kidding? I haven't been on Twitter, actually.
Oh, yeah. They're, you know, and of course they're not real educated. You can tell from their tweets. And they think the cops are all racist and, you know, everybody's bad, bad, bad. And I know there's race. I know there's bad cops out there, okay? I'm not stupid. I do know there's bad cops. But you can't just lump them all into one category. And you can't blame somebody else for your problems, which is what this guy is doing and trying to justify his killing rampage by doing so. And,
well, why not? The president does.
Well, I know, but that's a whole mindset.
Right. That's the whole thing with society today, is that the mindset is one thing, but when you're a leader, you have to lead by example. And this is the example this president is giving. Now, back in the Clinton days, when Clinton did not have sex with that woman, that was a different kind of mindset, because it was the difference in words of what he said. So by changing the wording a little bit, he didn't lie when he said he didn't have sexual intercourse with that woman, but sex.
Well, as far as we know, he didn't lie, but.
Well, that's what I mean. You know, a sexual intercourse is one thing, sexual acts are another. So the meaning is, you know, you change wording a little bit, you know, and so, you know, it's okay for my kids. He's telling my kids it's okay to lie just by, you know, omitting a word or something.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a caller. Shall we see who's calling?
We shall.
Who do we have at 410?
Hi, how you doing? It's Chris from Maryland.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Oh, I'm not bad for living in Maryland. I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
Staying
all
warm.
Right. Just a question. I mean, you were just talking about Clinton and all that. I mean, wasn't that the beginning of to the cultural and ethical decline more than less in a government that we first saw, you know, with him degrading people and not caring about the office and destroying any humility that we had?
Yes.
Well, you could say that. I mean, there was some of it that happened under Carter, but fortunately after Carter we got Reagan. And that kind of set things back on a straighter path.
Wait,
so,
Carter was just an idiot, though, wasn't he?
Well, no, he was just a I love everybody kind of guy. Which you can't do that and be president. You just can't. I mean, yeah, you know, I love everybody, except I still have to make those judgment calls where there are bad people in this world, you know, and I don't think Carter wants to believe that there's bad people in the world.
Well, yeah, Carter is a bad person, because if you don't understand and believe it, then you're just an enabler of everything bad and evil that happens. Unfortunately,
true.
With the Republican Party, we have too many in those positions of power who sort of let that happen.
Well, and not just the Republican Party. This has been going on. There's actually been an agenda afoot in this country for decades, and it's been through slow infiltration, through the television, through our school districts, and we have, and here's the thing, and they use this to their advantage. We were told, you don't talk politics, you don't talk religion, and we've been silent too long.
Unfortunately to me, it seems like it's the same thing. You know, your politics is shaped by your religion, just like anything you ever do in life is shaped by politics, because they won't get out of it, so you have to be involved in everything. I just think Republicans, for the main part, have just been sitting idly by, and the people up in charge, just like their little power, I think they care less about us. You know, I think the establishment needs to go, whether we need a third party or not. But I'm getting kind of tired of it. I'm not going to watch tonight, and I can't. I'm just dead tired of lying.
It's very frustrating. Yeah. And I agree with you. The establishment does need to go, and there is an establishment. They tried to tell us there wasn't. They tried to make fun of us for saying there was. But there is so much power and corruption in Washington, D.C., and it needs to go. And the only way we get rid of that is to break up the federal government and get it back to the Constitution, where the states make the decisions. The federal government's responsible for immigration and for defending our borders and defending us. So
I think we need to go back more local. I think we'll have more success there. I think most people want to be free at the local level. They just don't understand the federal, because too many people want something free. But the local level, a lot of people want to work. They want the freedom. They want to be able to live. They just don't have that connect. They don't think logically.
Right. And you're right. And here in North Carolina, they're working on that. You know, the new governor is a Republican, the first Republican in many years. And what they're doing is saying, hey, we're not going to do this because we don't want the money from the government, the federal government. Your unemployment is going down because people aren't getting jobs because they get more sitting home on unemployment.
Well, unfortunately, in Maryland, we're not doing that. We're raising taxes, creating more unemployment, while trying to create more gun laws as inner-city Baltimore kills everybody who don't have guns. You'll be safer. So we're dealing with idiots, and O'Malley is probably going to try to run in 2016, too. So if Obama doesn't totally destroy us, O'Malley would. But
yeah, I kind of feel for you guys that are living in those liberal states. I'm actually in Indiana, and we have full control from the governor into the legislatures. I do have a Democratic mayor, but we have a Republican council in our city, so I do feel for you guys.
Yeah, I don't get the logic. I don't get why people believe it. Well, yeah, we're going to make your life better by taking more of everything you make so you can spend less, but somehow it's going to grow the economy.
Because number one, the ones that are getting the assistance are seeing the benefits. It is your middle-class working families, except for your unions, because unions are the power behind the Democratic Party. But again, you've got people at the top of those unions making huge money. It's all a money game. It's a money game. It's all about money. And then they indoctrinate people, and the people are out there, these kids are out there having so much fun, just living their life, having sex wherever they want to, drinking, getting drunk, getting stoned. They don't care. And while they're doing that, our nation is falling apart.
Yeah, you have to have a letter or a signed letter from your parent to get an aspirin in school, but not to get an abortion. So
yeah, it's crazy. I have to send the medicine in the bottle, the original bottle with the note saying my son can take this Tylenol, and yet they give out abortion pills in New York.
Yeah, and then you get suspended if you put your hand in the shape of a gun. But it's so absurd. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I never thought it would be this absurd. It's just, if it wasn't serious, it would be so laughable. But it's
you can't
believe it. These people are serious with the crap that comes out of their mouth.
Absolutely.
And you just look at it.
Like Nancy Pelosi doesn't even know what the First and Second Amendment are.
Of course not.
The other day she said, well, the First Amendment guarantees your guns. It's like, what?
So that's like Dick Durbin and all the people slamming, all the Republicans for making money and supposedly not paying taxes. However, you know, you're never supposed to become a millionaire being a senator, but yet they all do because of the rules and laws. Basically, they're all insider traders.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they say, well, we're bad for working and making money. So that's, I mean, they do it. I mean, they make laws like any other really rich person wants taxes raised, so nobody else can become rich. So they keep their power if they have the money.
Right. It's
all
power.
That's an unethical manner.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell us we're the bad people. I mean, it's like we're living in 500 years ago. It is. Washington's a different animal. We're not.
It is.
We're not.
And until we all come together and we all realize this, and few of us that are out here fighting, and there are some of us that are fighting, and we've got great people like Ted Cruz coming out of Texas because we had some great conservatives on the ground push to get him in there, and that we need more of that. You know, in 2014, we're going to have a chance to hopefully take back some Senate seats.
Are we
going
to make it?
Conference.
I mean, listen,
we're going to try. You know, we're going to try.
Obama's going to be, we all, and I'm sure you know, this is the first time I'm listening to your show. I'm sure you know everything about Obama's past. You don't understand what he is. Now he's going to let loose. He's going to show it because he's got nothing to lose.
Right.
And if he does it, I mean, if he's going to put an executive order, even though most people don't understand, an executive order really he can't enforce, but if he's going to put that on the Internet, he's going to try to stifle free speech. Are they going to come out and call right-wingers, you know, terrorists again?
They're again.
The military to shoot on its own citizens. It's not far-fetched if you don't understand history.
Right.
Yeah. The socialist, Marxist, communist, whatever you want to call it.
You're right.
Right. He's definitely not pro-America. He's definitely not pro-colonialism. He doesn't think we should be proud. He doesn't think we should be a leader in the world. He thinks we should just let everybody else do their thing and I guess, keep our nose out. Unless it comes to giving, you know, jets to our enemies, then that's okay.
Yeah,
but,
and the problem is, though, we're in such a situation where if we go, what happens to the rest of the world? What happens to Israel? I mean, really?
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're talking about John Brennan and those people, is he knowingly putting Muslim Brotherhood people in his cabinet? Probably.
Yeah. And here's the hope that I see, Chris. Here's the hope that I see is some of the stuff coming out from the European countries where they're starting to turn back to more conservative ways. So
yeah,
I think if we can hold out, if we can continue to fight on our local levels. Our state today just nullified the NDDA.
Aren't you kind of scared and worried that places like France are now turning against Muslims? Europe is starting to become more conservative, and yet we're going full force, 100 miles an hour, toward what they already did. I mean,
yeah.
We're losing our power left and right.
Yeah, and I think, Chris, because you're in a democratic state, it probably seems like it's more eminent to you.
I think most of the people that I walk around and talk to are idiots out here. It's not that they're Democrats or idiots. I'm sorry. I'm not very kind to them anymore. I'm not going to play the game. I'm not going to let them, you know, define me. Honestly, they are idiots. They want all this free stuff, and then they come back and complain they can't get a job.
There's no common sense.
No,
and you got to just throw that back at them. It's like, well, you know what? You can't get a job because you're overtaxing the businesses.
I've been a business owner a long time, and I'm still dumbfounded by the people that come out and say, well, if you own a business, you're rich. there's economics. I mean, if you run a household like you want the government to run it, everybody would be broke. It's just...
Absolutely.
Logic has lost on people. The Democrats and liberals have been great at screwing up our schools. I had to close my businesses, so I stopped sending my kid to private school. So I got to send him to public school. You know what? He loves it. Because he's learning crap he learned 4 years ago in kindergarten. He's in the seventh grade, and he's breezing by because he's learning stuff. He's now doing stuff he learned like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
wow.
Because they've had to dumb it down. So they have to dumb it down so everybody can keep up, which doesn't benefit anybody.
It hurts everybody. It's going to catch up to us. I'm just, I can't listen to the people anymore. I'm not going to watch his speech. The lies come out of these people, and the people that believe the lies.
Well, Chris, we invite you to join us anytime on theconservativenationradio.org. We have programs running Monday through Friday and Sunday on this network. You'll find a lot of like-minded people like yourself, and we really appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll go on with our chatter. You'll probably never guess that there are conservative headbangers. If you want proof, just ask our own Christopher Manti. Join Christopher every Friday right here on conservativenationradio.org for Things Not Seen at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central for a fresh take on conservative thought, modern America, the threat of Sharia, and the weird, wild, wacky world of Washington, D.C., that place where money flows. Plus some heavy metal rock and roll. Things Not Seen with Christopher Manti, Fridays at 9 Eastern, 8 Central on conservativenationradio.org. Real conservatism for real conservatives.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
ConservativeNationRadio.org is proud to be associated with the most effective identity, security, and credit monitoring service there is, LifeLock. LifeLock is a lot more than just your standard credit monitoring service. LifeLock helps to protect your personal information using a combination of data surveillance techniques and outstanding member service, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year. Really nothing comes close to LifeLock. To protect your identity with LifeLock, go to ConservativeNationRadio.org and click on the LifeLock banner. That's ConservativeNationRadio.org and click on the LifeLock banner.
My name is Ruth Rusey. I volunteer with United Way, reading to children to help prepare them for a better academic future. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Women Patriots with Brenda Ward on ConservativeNationRadio.org.
And we're live with Women Patriots, 718-305-716. I'm Barbara, and I'm Brenda.
I'm Barbara.
Barbara. She's Barbara. The guys are always doing it to us. Now I've got myself confused. I don't even know who I am anymore. But we are just, we want to thank Chris for calling in, and I understand his frustration, and that's what we're all about, is trying to get the truth and the common sense back out. America, because these people, Barbara, are just, I don't know where they're coming from. It's crazy.
I don't either. You know, and it's very scary because all they know is the rhetoric. You know, and we talk a lot about Benghazi, and you do know how we go to other, like the main street media, and we do kind of flash mobs there. And we try to get the point out. And when they get mean and nasty, we back it up with facts.
Right.
So we know, you know, here, go find out for yourself.
Right. And then they'll tell you you're just a Fox News listener.
Yeah.
Like, really, people, that's all you got?
And you know what? That is all they have. Because they don't have the truth. And they really don't care about the truth, which, again, is part of the problem. You know, sometimes I talk to people and they're like, oh, well, I don't pay attention to politics. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
you're
that's
part
really
of the problem.
Scary. Yeah, that is a big part of our problem. And I can say a lot of us have been guilty of that over the years because I didn't used to pay attention. That's how we got where we were, because we weren't paying enough attention. You know, I used to go out and vote. I really didn't get hard looking into this political stuff back until like 2007. I mean, I just went out and I voted, you know, that's what I did. And then I went about my daily life because that's what working people do. Mm-hmm. And we've let it go too long. And that's why we're standing up now with places like ConservativeNationRadio.org and TraditionalAmericanMovement.com to say, no, we've had enough. We've had enough. And I do see encouraging signs, Barbara. I do see them. And this thing I'm going to drop in the chat right now from Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, I love that.
And this guy is saying he should apologize to the president. It's like, no, he should not. You don't apologize for telling the truth.
That's
or stating
right.
your opinions in a very congenial way. Just because your opinion doesn't agree with somebody else doesn't make it rude, like they've tried to say, and doesn't mean you need to apologize for having an opinion. Because this is America, and we are entitled to our opinion, and we are entitled to state that opinion, especially at a prayer breakfast.
Right, right.
That's my rant on Ben Carson. I mean, this is just ridiculous. ridiculous. He was rude. No, he wasn't rude. There was nothing. You watch his speech. There was nothing rude in his speech.
No. And the only one that was rude was President Obama by not even paying attention. He didn't even look at that guy. He was looking at his phone, and he was getting mad because, again, the truth hurts liberals.
Well, yeah. Well, and he was unbiased. He said there's people on the right and the left.
Right,
exactly. He didn't leave us out, and I'm not myself necessarily, but those extreme crazy people on the right too. But he made sense. He had common sense solutions, like Herman Cain. And get this, here's the Black Panthers have decided that President Obama has done nothing but make them things worse for the black people.
He did.
Yeah, exactly. But the Republicans aren't any better. And Herman Cain is just an Uncle Tom.
Yeah.
Where is the common sense? Okay. You would think if they realize that the Democrats are making things worse, that they would come to realize that, well, hey, maybe somebody like Herman Cain, who actually worked his way up, as did Dr. Ben Carson, both of them came from poor neighborhoods. Both of them worked their way up in the world to become known in their field. And you might think that these people would start to take a look at that and say, well, hey, you know, look at these people. Look at these people. They made it. And they're not asking for the handouts.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know where that goes, where that comes from. But it is kind of scary, especially you know, with Teresa, our friend Teresa Bruschi, said there was a shooting real close to her neighborhood today in Minnesota where a guy just randomly took out his pistol and started shooting at cars and killed a 9-year-old boy. A lot of crazy people, a lot of crazy thoughts and a little bit scary. But that's why we're here doing what we're doing, because the only way to turn this around is to get back to our basic value system and our basic moral system and start teaching people right from wrong. You know, there is a right and a wrong. It isn't just because it feels good, do it.
Right, right. And you know, I personally believe God gave everyone the instinct so they do know when they're not doing the right thing. And they're just so angry with themselves that they lash out. I mean, the doctor, he was saying how his mother worked 3 jobs, didn't know how to read, and yet made the kids write book reports, and she would just put check marks on them. So then they thought she was doing something. I mean, that in itself to me is definitely somebody to look up to.
Yes.
Now,
absolutely.
Me growing up, I grew up in a split household, you know, where my mother hated my father hated my mother, and you know what? Today, I have no respect for them for that. And it's sad, but I got to the bad side there for a little while, but then I was able to pick myself up by the bootstraps and make a life for myself.
Absolutely.
And that is, and for me, I went from the bottom, from rags to riches. And now, you know, not that I always had a lot of money, but I was always able to survive. And if I wanted to go somewhere out to eat, you know, my husband and I were able to. Now it's a little too tight to do that.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating because
while
we work our tail
paying
off
for all these people who refuse to pick themselves up from their bootstraps.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're paying for that.
Yep, because some people just prefer to be victims. But I don't see people as victims. If they act like a victim, they're volunteering for that.
Absolutely.
There are no victims.
In other words, people out there listening, you can be whatever you choose to be if you stop blaming others for your life.
Absolutely.
Take responsibility for it. Make those decisions that are going to make your life better and get out there and do it. Do it. There's no excuse. You know, you are who you are because you choose to be that way. It doesn't matter what your parents did. It doesn't matter, you know, what this guy did, like this cop killer. You know, this is a man who had issues. And instead of blaming himself or saying, well, you know, maybe I could have handled that differently and getting on with his life, he built resentment.
Right.
And that is what is happening in this country with those in poverty. They build resentment toward the rich white guy, which is the Republican Party. Well, I'm not a rich white guy. Sorry.
Me either.
I don't fit their stereotype. But, you know, get up off your butt, make a determination in your mind that you're going to live your life and you're going to live it well and do something to change it.
Right.
Do something
right.
to change it. Absolutely. And no more of this dependent on the government. The government was never meant to be your dependent, to be your father. Oh, my God, Chris Rock, Obama is my dad.
Oh, my God.
I'm just thinking, wow, somebody help me.
Yeah.
Somebody help me.
Exactly.
But very, very frustrating.
Speaking of that in kind of a way, Chris Kyle, there was an absolutely wonderful, beautiful memorial remembering of him at Dallas Stadium yesterday. And I was able to watch it with my headset on at work, and just there was times where I was ready to burst out in tears, but I didn't even know the man, but listening to him, knowing what he did, first of all, is a hero for me.
Right.
This president didn't even fly the flags half staff.
Oh, but we did for Whitney Houston.
Exactly my point.
Our priorities are a little messed up.
That is just so wrong. And
yes, and we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. If you've got something to say, give us a call. 718-305-716. You're listening to Brenda and Barbara on Women Patriots.
So I'm a cat and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
And we are back. Our number to call is 718-305-7176, 718-305-7176. You're listening to Women Patriots on conservativenationradio.org. And just like Barbara brought up, a true American hero, Chris Kyle, and our president acknowledged it in no way whatsoever, but his wife flew to the funeral of this 15-year-old who was gunned down by two black men in Chicago because they have a gang problem because they have gun control in Chicago and the good people don't have guns and gangs are a problem. Young black men and young Hispanic men running around killing people and selling drugs on the street. And yet a great American hero who was helping young Americans coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with their post-traumatic stress symptoms. It's not worth a mention by the President of this United States. That in itself is an abomination.
It really is just horrible to even imagine that a president wouldn't. Oh, please.
I know, it's crazy.
I'm a star person if I don't.
Every time a star dies or somebody, you know, Hollywood, boy, he's right there to talk about it. Or Trayvon Martin, that could have been my son. But what about this cop killer? Is that your son too? You know, he has no clue how to be a president or how to represent this country as the president of the United States. And I don't say that. I was always taught you respect the president. You don't say anything bad about them. But I'm sorry. This man has done nothing as the commander-in-chief or as the president of these United States to unite us, which is what the federal government was for, was to unite the colonies around a common goal and to provide defense against foreign entities. And yet he doesn't do that. He divides us by class, by color, by sex, any way he can think. And he has the media behind him almost 100%, all except Fox News. And that's why he badmouths Fox News. That's why they all ridicule Fox News. Because when they get total control of the media, total control of the internet, then we're all going to be in a pathetic position.
And we're getting there.
Oh, well, no, we're not going to go there.
No, but we're getting that low.
It is. In some places, yes. In some places, yes. We like I said, we're fortunate today. We're passing the nullification of the NDDA here in Indiana,
nice.
Making it a federal offense for anybody to try to enforce that here in Indiana. We're working on calling, and this is what you can do in your state, people. This is what you can do. We had Monica Boyer on recently, and she has organized it so that they've got tea parties organized throughout the state and communications flowing. And you just have to post it. Just say, here, this is somebody. You need one person to watch what's happening in the legislation. This legislation is here. Call this person.
Yeah.
2-minute phone call. That's all it takes. Okay, and you guys need to be aware because they're trying to indoctrinate our children, and this online learning is one way they're doing it, and they were even doing it in one of our most conservative states, which is Texas, and they got caught. And we can be on top of this. Before they bring it into your state, get on top of it. Call your senators. I know some of you don't have the luxuries of having Republican senators. I don't care. Even if you have a Democrat representing you, call them, pester them. Bug them. Let them know you're out there and that you don't agree with what they're doing. Because that's the way you make yourself known and yourself heard, is by making those calls or sending those emails. So it's something you can do. Go ahead.
The one thing that's kind of got me kind of hot under the collar is I've been trying to get a hold of my House of Representatives congressman, and he has not called me back either by phone or by email. And yesterday I wrote a letter to the editor, so now I want to see if that gets posted, because they don't listen. That's one of my biggest things. They work for us, our representatives and senators and everybody else. They work for us. They need to hear us. They need to listen to us, talk to us, something.
Absolutely.
But they're not. They're just doing what they want to do. And that's got the hair on the back of my neck going up.
And that's when, in the next election, you get together and you make sure you've got somebody to put that person out of office.
Exactly. Well, we are working on that big time. Kate Hagan, our senator, you know, and as I was listening to this roundtable of Democrats loving Hagel and Republicans not loving Hagel, what they do is, sorry, I was reading the chat room.
Oh.
she voted yes, and she said very little about it. So, me being who I am, I emailed her a message. I don't know that I'll ever hear from her, because I have not. Till this day, I've been writing her for months, and she has not sent me back anything. And you know, that's another thing, you know. If you're supposed to be representing us, I don't care if you're a Democrat senator. You're still part of this state, and you still need to speak to me, you know, whether you like it or not.
And if they don't speak to you, Ronald Reagan said, you keep calling and you keep writing until you get the correct response you want. He said that in a 1960 speech. And that's what we need to do. We need to pester the heck out of them. They need to know that there are people out here that they are representing, because nobody won this by 100% of the votes. Nobody.
That's right.
So to think they have the mandate to do what they please just because they won, it's not true. They are a representation of all the people. And we have just as much right to have our say as anybody else. And we have a little bit of that problem because we do have a Democratic senator now because of this Lugar. We got rid of the Rhino Lugar, but we ended up with this Democrat. But like Monica said, you know, we're going to call him. We're going to praise him when he does things we agree with. And when he doesn't, we're going to call him, because that's the way we make our voices heard. And those are your state senators and your state House members. And I can't complain about my Republican senator or my Republican congressman, because they have sent me letters back in response to every petition I have sent or every letter I have sent. So Indiana, like I said, is a pretty good place to be right now. So anybody wants to come and join us here in Indiana, feel free to do that. Texas, I think, is the same way, you know, so our doors are always open. The latest news is this cabin where this ex-fugitive was holed up is in flames, so I don't know what's going on with that, but another deputy was apparently killed.
Oh, no.
We'll see what comes out in that whole encounter. Whether he's in that cabin or whether he's trying to create a distraction, I don't know. But we'll see how that plays out this evening.
They weren't even sure. They thought he had hostages, too.
They didn't know for sure what was going on inside there. So I guess we'll get that whole story as it unfolds. As we all know, that sometimes in the immediate aftermath, you don't always get the whole story coming right out. So, but just something we're keeping an eye on there. So we are just about at 17. I don't know. We're about 20 minutes before the hour. And we're going to take another break here. But make sure to join former U.S. Navy SEAL Carl Higbee on the Sound of Freedom with Hig and Rush, Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. You've probably seen Carl on Fox and Friends. He's the well-known author of The Battle on the Home Front and an outspoken critic of the Obama administration. That alone means he fits right in here. So listen to The Sound of Freedom with Carl Higbee and former Navy JAG attorney Guy Reschenthaler Thursdays at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on conservativenationradio.org, Real Conservatism for Real Conservatives. And Guy is probably the more reasonable of us and kind of keeps us all from going totally off the train tracks. But you want to be sure and tune in for that on Thursday.
What does it take to be the leader in production systems technology? To be the one company that solves production problems at any plant, for any product, and with any technology? It takes a 30-year record of success. It takes total mastery of complex technologies with a history of delivering success every time, without fail. Only one company can claim that high ground in manufacturing line optimization, data automation, and systems integration, and that's Philadelphia Control Systems. In factories worldwide, Philadelphia Control Systems programs, software, and engineering solutions deliver optimal performance and output flow with a record that can't be matched. Any plant, any product, any technology. Philadelphia Control Systems, the leader in production automation since 1982. 800-335-9811. PCS for automation.com. That's PCS, the number 4, automation.com.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Aren't you glad the so-called fairness doctrine doesn't apply here?
And you are back live with Women Patriots. The number is 718-305-7176. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show, and we're next week we are having Michelle Smith from Conservative Women of Texas, and she's going to be with us to talk about some of the things that they are doing. There are a lot of groups out there, guys. This is the positive thing. As you go through the web, you'll see lots of sites. There's lots of sites where there's conservative women. There's lots of sites for constitutionalism. There's lots of people out there doing what we're doing right here on conservativenationradio.org. So people are starting to stand up. We didn't get here overnight. Like Chris, I know, was disappointed, and some of you not looking forward to this State of the Union, ha, 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 speech, because our president loves to give speeches, loves to hear himself talk. He's real good at that, good at nothing else, but he does love to hear himself talk.
photo ops.
Yeah, photo ops and talking, that's all he does. He doesn't spend any time doing his job. Obviously, he wasn't in the Situation Room when things were going down in Benghazi, which he should have been. That's his job. But he wasn't. And anyway, so next week, we do have Michelle Smith coming on. We're going to try to get Whitney rescheduled as soon as her schedule permits. And so we're looking forward to some exciting guests to come yet on Women Patriots. If you want to give us a call at 718-305-7176, we do take your calls. And we like to talk about the discussions or the topics of the day. Started out our conversation with the Hagel nomination, and of course with Chloe. Oh, I thought that was great, Barbara. She was so informed,
right,
and able to give us so much information on, you know, Israel and the Palestinians. And I really appreciate that she was able to call us today and talk with us. So,
yeah, she gave us a lot of good history.
I know, because we all know that we support Israel. But we don't necessarily, haven't had, you know, she did this research paper, so she obviously went back and has all those facts right there at the top of her head, which I obviously do not. So it was really, really good to hear from her today. So we are just 12 minutes before the hour, and we've just got, if you got something to say, give us a call. I don't know. We've got these shootings going on. We're going to probably try to look to see if we can get somebody on our show to talk about safety for women and gun carry for women, because it looks like that might be the way we're going to have to go, folks, with these crazy people out there just deciding they're going to go on shooting rampages anywhere and everywhere. And the only way we can fight that is if we ourselves are able to protect ourselves with our gun. So,
and actually, I listened today to they had some people coming in this morning, actually just get on C-SPAN in the morning to see what's on, and they were talking about guns today, and they had witnesses as to guns, and I can't remember her name. She's from Texas. The woman that had her gun in the car, Hub, I think.
Oh, someone? Yes. She's a doctor.
Yes.
And that happened like 20 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Because they weren't allowed to carry their guns into the restaurant or wherever they were, and she lost her parents.
Yep. And yes, it was because of the state laws.
Right.
That frustrated her
right.
so much. And she was testifying on, you know, they said something about, they were talking about victims of gun violence. And she had to think about that. And she said, she didn't want to say that she was a victim because she didn't have to be if she were able to bring her gun in.
Right. And the latest update, the cabin is on fire. It is believed that Christopher Dorner is dead. There is one sheriff's deputy dead and another wounded. That happened before he barricaded himself. He vowed not to be taken alive, and it looks like he is most likely dead after a firefight up in the mountains. So at least there's one crazy man off the street. Unfortunately, watch, there'll probably be riots in Los Angeles because the people have no common sense.
Don't even give them any ideas.
No, they'll do it because they hate the cops. They hate the cops. Yeah. They have gangs and all these people killing people in Los Angeles, and the cops have a very risky job there, but they hate them. Mm-hmm. And we want to make sure that you tune in to our Catholic Warrior Show, which is tomorrow night. It starts at 7 Eastern, 6 Central with Chris Ricketts. He's always got a good show there. That's our own Warrior Catholic. You don't have to be Catholic to listen. He has a lot of good guests on his show and a lot of good thoughts also. Oh, and we have a caller here. So let's bring in Boyd. Hey, Boyd, how are you?
Hi, Boyd.
Ladies, I'm begging you. I'm begging you, please, extend the show. Please.
If we could, we would. We were only allowed our 2 hours. But, you know, just don't turn on the TV. Shut down your computer. And, you know, just pretend like there's nothing going on.
Take a nap.
An early night. Make it an early night. No, boy, you're in Alaska, so what is it there? It's probably the middle of the day there, isn't it?
Just about 5 o'clock.
Oh, well, you can't go to bed yet, can you?
We can take a nap for a couple of hours.
Yeah. I am not going anywhere near my TV because I think I would just probably be ill.
Yeah, throw something at it.
He's going to talk about spending, and they're going to have all these gay couples and these people who were victims of racial violence and things sitting with the First Lady. Oh, my God.
But, you know, that's...
oh, my God.
What we have to do, though, is what Ben Shapiro had told us last week. We have got to go back, and when people start calling us a racist, we have to go back at them and tell them, no, they're the racist because they brought it up first.
Well, and they're diluting racism. What they're really doing is they're making the victims of true racism. They're actually hurting the people who are true victims of racism by making everything racist. You dilute the word.
Right.
But also, Ben, I watched part of his video from the Heritage Foundation. And this was a great one for gay marriage, because if you define marriage as two people loving each other, then that opens the door for incest, because two brothers that love each other can get married. You know, if you love that cow, you can marry that cow. See, if you define marriage strictly as two people who are in love and ought to be able to get married, then that's where you are. And that's the logical argument. Whereas if you go by the biblical account of marriage, it's so that two people can be married and reproduce.
Exactly.
And so I thought that was very interesting. Go ahead, Boyd.
We talked about this on another show last week. And, you know, two people who are going to get together and produce children should be allowed to be married. Anybody else who want to live together that don't intend to have children or produce children could be just a plain old civil union.
Right. And then you have to get into the adoption laws and all that, too, because, you know, then they'll say, well, we're going to adopt children. Well, that's not the same thing.
Right.
It's not the same thing. I mean, adoption is a good thing, and I'm all for adoption. But
they're not making children.
Right, exactly.
They can't
make children, and that right there in and of itself tells you that it's not natural, because the nature of nature is to reproduce. And if you can't reproduce in the match that you're in because it's not natural, then it's against nature. And I understand some couples can't reproduce, but that's the abnormal. That's not the normal case. Whereas if you're in a gay or homosexual relationship, the normal is you will not reproduce because you can't. And so that in itself is right there an argument against that kind of marriage. But, you know, what you do in your bedroom, just do it. Just don't bring it out and try to tell my children it's okay. That's where I draw the line. I don't want to be in your bedroom. I don't care if you use birth control. Just don't ask me to pay for it. And just don't be teaching it to my children, because it's not your right to teach my children your value system. Okay, teach my children history, real history, real American history about our founding fathers. Teach my children science, real science, not theories of what you believe. Like, if you're going to teach the theory of evolution, then you teach what you might call the theory of creationism. Teach them both equally. You know, this is teach them math, teach them reading. You don't have to teach them your social values. That's where I have the problem. And I think that's where most of us have the problem, is when they try to force their opinion onto us. And the way they force it is by trying to teach our children that it's the natural way it is, when it is indeed anything but. So that's just something for people ever out there to keep in mind. So, but, boy, thank you for calling in. Just stay away from the TV set, because, you know, no broken TV sets tonight, people. Don't be, if you can't, just don't be watching, because, you know, you'll want to throw something at it. Next thing you know, you'll break your TV. It's just going to raise your blood pressure through the roof. It's better to let it go. We'll hear about it later on the internet, where we can dive piece by piece. That is my plan for tonight. Or, well, you know, get the DVR on, you know, a show you recorded, watch it, you know, an old Duck Dynasty or something like that. Go ahead, Barbara.
Did you read the chat? Even gay couples had a mother and father. How would they have existed?
Yeah, yeah. And some other interesting stories that I won't have time to get into tonight, where this 29-year-old who was 33 weeks pregnant. Okay, that's a viable baby. They both died in a botched abortion. Okay, don't tell me it's about women's lives, because it's not. It's not. Well, anyway, we want to thank you all for tuning in. Boyd, get that DVR out. Find you something good to watch, an old episode of, or go on demand and pick out one of those. I love the Duck Dynasty. It makes me laugh. Those guys are hilarious. It's so funny. So that's what I recommend. Please, no breaking of the TVs tonight. And we all know, you know, it's just going to be nothing but lies and misinformation. So we're better off just not watching it all. So thank you all for tuning in. Have a good night. We'll see you next week.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Thanks, Boyd.
And I'm going to take us out with a song. Here we go.
Give you the world, but he's gonna leave you crying with your heart in the dark. for you. You better get to getting on your goodbye shoes.
Hey, thanks, Boyd, for calling in. See ya.
Yeah, see ya. Hey, TeamSpeak.
Okay.